What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the rootin'. Dang it, Andy.
No, you got it.
I'm doing it from memory today. And I can't. Let me see if I can do this from memory. The Hispanic treat, Latino heat, clicking hands and ripping them to shreds. He goes, he loves CBS. he loves that CBS.
CBS is the best.
From twitch.tv/AndyCortez. Mr. Andy Cortez, what's going on?
I'm great, Nick. Thank you for that flawless intro.
Perfect.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm currently, I kind of had one of those days where I was like, dang, I haven't really eaten anything. So I'm having one of my Kind bars, my probiotic bars.
I like that you somehow found Kind bars that look healthier than the normal Kind bar. Which is
well, so this these Kind bars are the discovery that I made in L.A. when I went down for something. What did I go down for? Oh, for the Dune screening. My CVS has like 7 different Kind bars, not these though. And everybody knows that I am a fiend for anything apple or apple cinnamon flavored. And I went to the Walgreens in the L.A. area and I found these and I went, oh my God, I didn't know this product existed. Mm-hmm. Immediately opened up Amazon, Nick, and fucking delivered like a crate of just nothing but these. And they're fantastic. And they're probiotics because the other ones are protein bars. And when you're not working out and eating protein bars, not a great thing. Turns out.
When you just eat protein, you don't work out. It doesn't have the desired effect.
Yeah. And also just lots of farts. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, dude, you get the mud gut real fast.
Oh, my God.
Also joining us on this podcast, it's Christmas all month, Joey Noel. Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, mostly because we played some Fortnite on stream today, which means that we were streaming until like a little after 2:30. I was like, should I have the podcast? I don't have time to make lunch. I'm going to order some McDonald's, which means I have a McDonald's Diet Coke, the holy grail of Diet Coke options.
Oh, my God. I went to, first off, when you're right, Joey. I mean,
thank you.
You have some garbage opinions normally, but
terrible. No,
I'm joking. Jesus. You got great opinions.
But garbage human being, even more garbage. Doubles down.
Bam, brings him back. He keeps everybody in check, you know?
Yeah. Let me rephrase that. Your opinions are not as garbage as you are.
What I'll say is I love McDonald's. I'll say that. I love McDonald's. I love the nuggets. I love the hamburgers. And I have a
really brave of you to say
that. Right now. I know. A lot of people are hating on that. They're all like, do these
going
Chick-fil-A,
on the limb there.
These fucking Chick-fil-A believers and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. You like Chick-fil-A? Good for you. You like cold chicken that's barely cooked, that feels slimy when it goes down your mouth? Good for you. I like my
Chick-fil-A
chicken.
Chick-fil-A makes me shit like crazy.
This is going to be a podcast.
What do I put as the first thing that we're talking about?
Chick-fil-A makes me shit like
intros,
crazy.
Just intros.
Is what it is. But Joey, what I'll say is like, I've never been disappointed with a large fountain beverage from McDonald's. They knock it out of the freaking park. And the other night I was coming back from a comedy gig that I was doing. And I was like, I'm fucking hungry. I haven't eaten all day. And you know what? I deserve this. So I stopped off at the McDonald's over in like FIDI, like the financial district.
And sounds like a stadium, the FIDI Stadium.
It's like a super high tech McDonald's. One of the ones that has a little that you walk up to and they make you order with the thing.
Oh, and Nick, is it one of the redesigned ones that looks? Yeah. There's been a lot of like anger over how modern architecture and modern art has been sort of swallowing Americana, you know? Mm-hmm. And so gone are the days of the super bright and vibrant McDonald's. And now it's like, is it one of those that has like the matte black outside with like just the cool, sexy looking M?
No, this one looks a little bit like
sexy M.
Oh, yeah. Gigantic dick. It's a big bowl.
It's really girthy.
Right.
Joey, this is, and by the way, I can just see the flash forward, Your Honor. I did not support the big M. I laughed at it because it was fucking hilarious. No. This isn't one of those. This is like a weird McDonald's it kind of feels European. Like it's very narrow and you feel like there should be an upstairs, but I don't think there is an upstairs. But you know, like, have you guys ever been to McDonald's like London or Tokyo or any
I went to one in Barcelona.
Like,
weird.
I've been to this one, Nick.
Have you?
I went to this one with my ex-girlfriend during we had gone to, I think, I think we had gone to some sort of protest rally thing, and we stopped that one.
And it is so thin. It is very, very thin. It reminds me of like a GameStop sort of place.
Yes, it's like it very much is a GameStop.
Where is this?
It's like on Post Street. Or Sutter. Geary Post or Sutter, something like that.
I Googled sexy McDonald's and did not get the results that I was expecting.
Did you get like a sexy Ronald McDonald cosplay?
A lot of shirtless Ronald McDonald's, yeah.
And that's hot. Yeah. Have you seen Greg as Ronald McDonald?
This dude's got abs. Is this Jessica Negri? No, never mind.
That would be amazing. I mean, I would not put it past Jessica Negri to do a sexy Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Jessica Negri is one of those human beings that is just so perfect because mm-hmm. she gets how to fuck with people. And I love mm-hmm. it. Like, I love seeing the cosplay she does where you're like, oh, that's really good cosplay. And then you cut one picture over and you just swipe one picture over and you're like, that's the most twisted thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Exactly.
And it's so funny. And if it makes me laugh, Jessica, if you're watching this podcast, which I doubt you are, but if you are, first off, hey, what's going on? Happy holidays. Yeah. Second off, if it makes me laugh, you've done something very wrong or very right. Just throwing that out there. Yes, this is exactly the one I'm thinking of. This looks like it.
Oh.
So, like, behind those little things are... Oh, no, they've ditched those now. Those things are gone, I think. And now they've put those – see that second row of, like, wood? They've put those, like, automatic order things up that the people are like, you have to go order there. And I'm like, these machines are taking your job eventually.
These machines.
These machines, yes.
Exactly.
They're going to take your job. So the other night, I'm coming back from a comedy gig. Andy, you'll appreciate this. Uh-huh. And it's like – it is, like, 11 o'clock, 11:30. And so I'm thinking I'm – like, one of the things you guys have to – and Kevin will attest to this. One of the things you guys have to realize when you get married is there's a time window I like to call the judgment zone.
Okay.
And I'm used to 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning being a judgment free zone. I can come home, I can come and go as I please because usually my wife is asleep. I come home with $14 worth of McDonald's, $14 worth of double hamburgers. I got like four of them. And I come home and I put it down and I come in my room and I hear the bedroom door open. And I'm like, oh no. And I just hear D go, did you get McDonald's?
I'm like, aren't you supposed to be asleep? Go sleep.
And I was like, what do you do? Don't judge me. Don't you judge me. She's like, I don't give a fuck if you got McDonald's or not. But it was hilarious because I'm like, clearly I know I'm doing something wrong.
You always feel like you're misbehaving for sure. And I'm kind of the same way here with Barrett and Alyssa. Like, I don't like being judged, and I know I'm being judged, and largely it's my anxiety telling me that I'm being judged. But when it's 2 a.m. and that door comes a knocking, and they're probably asleep, and
they have the front bedroom.
Lulu's gonna hear the noise and be like, ruh, ruh, and I hear that in the like at night, and I'm like, I'm so sorry right now that I'm misbehaving in such a bad way. I'm such a bad boy right now. No. Because I really wanted pizza.
Bad boy, at 1:55 a.m.
I'm a good Christian Catholic boy who needs to be punished.
You know? Oh, no.
And so, like, did you get your pasquals
last night?
I sure did, Joe. Yeah. Leftovers are in the fridge. Leftovers are in the fridge waiting for me.
Pasquals is good. I walked by. God, there's like so many good little pizza places in my neighborhood that I walk by and I'm like, one day I'm going to get these, but not today because I bought two new pairs of jeans stupidly right before Thanksgiving. And I was like, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. And then after Thanksgiving, I was like, these have to go in the closet for a little while. These got to go there. I'm doing that thing right now where I'm wearing one of them and the button's undone, but the belt's holding it all together. You guys ever do that? I do that all the time.
No, I don't.
I don't ever wear belts.
Oh, I have to wear belts. So I have a belt that I
do that though, right?
I'm doing it right now. Do you want to see?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you?
He wants to see.
Oh, wait, it's button. But usually I do that.
Oh, wait, that. I lied.
It looks like that. You see how it just kind of gives me a little extra.
And then you just live your life like that?
It gives you a solid half inch. No, it's my reminder. That's my safety mechanism where I have to, if I have a belt. I had the same belt that I've worn for a long time, like numerous belts I bought. I bought like two of them back in the day. I just go back and forth between them. But I usually I'm like, if I'm feeling really good about myself and like I'm felt down, I'm in like the 180s, I'm hitting on that back like little grommet, right? That last little ring, that last little belt loop. That's the one I'm hitting. Now I'm on the second one. I was getting up to the third one for a hot second there. And when I'm on the third little hole, Andy, in the belt, That means that basically the zipper's down also. Like, the buttons are gone. The button's not even a factor in this, okay, in this fight anymore.
Are you doing this in, like, are you going out in public like this?
Yeah, 100%. Nobody can see.
You don't know if I'm wearing. There's no, there, you have all coverage.
You might, I mean, I wear the long shirts, so as you know, like, you
maybe
know.
You get a little peek every once in a while.
Well, I have to wear a large one of our shirts, which means that they kind of look like, sometimes they get a little longer on me, so it covers all of my humility.
Got it.
It's
a weird one today.
I had to deal with that back home, Nick. When I went back home for my grandfather's funeral, I had the same issue where I realized I don't have any nice clothes. Mm-hmm. The only nice clothes I have, well, first off, one of the nice things that I had was a suit jacket that was in the Kind of Funny closet, and I think Nick threw it away, so that's gone.
No, I kept a bunch of those. They're in the new studio. It's saran wrapped to some desks and some chairs.
Hell yeah. So the pants, however, I still have, and I also still had the undershirt, and it was a very, very nice, like, Calvin Klein white long sleeve undershirt, very, mm-hmm, like, thick and really good quality. And the last time I wore all of those was Kevin's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a long time ago.
Kevin, let's just say that there's been a lot of misbehaving since Kevin's wedding.
I don't like that phrasing, Andy. I don't like that phrasing.
No, not hanky-panky. No, just, okay, like eating. eating and not exercising. So the problem that I had was with these nice pants, you got the two
with these
clips.
Nice pants.
You got the two clips that go, yeah, boop, boop.
I hate,
right?
I hate those two clips.
I mean, I'm fighting for my life out there to get.
Are those
both
like instead
on
of buttons?
Yeah. Yes, so, just, okay. I mean, I think some
like those slide ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm, they kind of slide in, but there's two
they
of
clamp
them.
In. Yeah,
they're just trying to hold on, like, for dear.
Yeah, it's as if they know that I'm gonna have that third piece of wedding cake at Kevin's wedding.
Yeah, the problem that I had was trying to do both of them like they are designed and intended to, mm-hmm, was not the call. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to be struggling the whole night, just being like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. So this is sort of the similar situation of Nick going without the top button. But with me, it was, oh, these two clamps are supposed to line up with these two clamps and go, mm-hmm, boop, and right, slot in.
Right.
But I'm going to have to do these clamps.
You're going to have to go A to B. You're going to have to go 1 to 2.
And
sure,
that's not how it's designed to be. No. This isn't, mm-hmm, a, like, oh, in case it doesn't fit, you go with this. No, that, like, when you do that, you get that little.
It's gonna look a little weird.
You get the. It's almost, Joey, like when you kind of misdo the buttons on a long, yeah, sleeve, mm-hmm, in front, you know, in the front of the buttons. You see that sort of unevenness. And luckily, the belt that I had, which is also for the belt that I wore at Kevin's wedding, haven't worn it since, also had the same issue. Oh, and also the shirt that I wore, I never washed that shirt.
That's so
super normal. That's, yeah, super normal.
It's been like yeah, 3 years.
Yeah, Kevin, he only married, wore it once. He didn't get that sweaty. He didn't dance that hard.
I danced pretty hard, Kevin. And also, the collar still had my concealer, my Neutrogena, yes, concealer,
yes,
on it.
Yes.
It was like pretty tan around. I was like, why is it dirty? I was like, oh, the concealer from my, mm-hmm, like neck and acne and shit like that. And my mom was able to wash that shit, and she was like, look, perfect. Look at that. It's brand new. It looks amazing. Yep. And I was so lucky that the pants held up the whole night, and I think I looked pretty decent, and I wasn't like super self-conscious about myself, but I was pretty worried going into it, thinking like, oh God, not only will these clothes not fit, but I'm gonna have to go somewhere and buy clothes back home. I'm gonna have to go to Mervyn's.
Oh my God. But not only that,
Mervyn's.
Put a pin in that thought right now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, because this is the Kind of Funny podcast where we're just hanging out, talking to you. Because we love you. Make sure you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like Delaney Twining, Greg Miller returns to content next month. Nick Should Quit Now and Pranksky did. They are our Patreon producers for this month. And this show is brought to you by MeUndies, Trade Coffee, Audible, and HBO Max. We'll talk about them a little bit later.
Nick, I had a dream.
Okay.
I had a really, like, exciting and good dream. And I woke up, ooh, and I was very sad. Because in this dream, we were doing some content. And Henry Cavill was a part of it.
Ooh.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
And
Henry Cavill, cool guy.
Just like a lovely dude, just being a super lovely, nice man. And he was really vibing with me and my humor. And like we were all talking video games, mm-hmm, and he had to leave for the shoot. And he was like, hey, it was a pleasure working with you all. Thank you so much for that. And he was like, Andy, great meeting you, man. Great meeting. And I was like, well, he knows my first name. And it felt so good. It felt amazing. And then I woke up and I felt so sad that Henry Cavill's not my friend.
That is
heartbreaking.
First off,
soul crushing.
Should I say, I'm going to say this, Joey, this is for you. This is, okay. You know how you're my consigliere, you're my priest, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have to make confessions to Joey on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. I'm going to confess something right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a little jealous that Henry Cavill knew Andy's name in his dream and not mine. I don't like that. I'll be honest with you. I don't like that Henry Cavill left through and was like, great doing content with you. Andy, so good to meet you. And I'm like, yeah. No. I should be as memorable. I got to try harder.
Nick, I was cutting it up and he was laughing.
Into Andy's subconscious.
Joe, he was laughing at all of my jokes and like it was just a great time. And we were talking about like, and I think a lot of it was, I think my subconscious was acting on last night how we did the Game Awards and they showed a new trailer for a Warhammer game.
Oh.
And recently on the Graham, recently on the Graham Norton show, he was talking to him about his hobby. It was him and Tom Holland talking to Graham Norton on, and it's a TikTok video. It's always passed by from a different poster every other TikTok, it feels like. But he's talking about his hobby of Warhammer and how he plays and he paints the figurines. And he's a nerd. Like he builds PCs all the time. He's a big gamer. Mm-hmm. That one famous kind of thing where they ask him about like, oh, so you play video games? He's like, oh, yeah. And they go, PlayStation or Xbox? He goes, PC. Well, come on. Awesome. And he's huge into Warhammer. And so he buys the figurines and we'll paint them like the way Rahul Kohli does.
Tabletop gaming. So
yeah, tabletop.
They do basically like figurines. Yeah, it's one of the oldest Warhammer games. A couple of my friends in college were into it, and I was like, you guys don't even play this shit. You like painting the miniatures.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. That's where some people find the hobby of like, I'm not necessarily going to play this. I want to buy the sets of the little tiny figurines and paint them and make them look battle damaged and shit like that.
Because Warhammer's like it's like it's futuristic, but you're like in like armor suits and shit like that too, right?
Well, I mean,
it's like an axe too and stuff like that.
A lot of this was from last night. We're just kind of annoyed with like, what the fuck is Warhammer? Because they have Warhammer Vermintide, where like you're a bunch of rats, and then they have Warhammer that feels like Space Marines Doom, and then there's Warhammer where it seems more like medieval type stuff. It's just like a very confusing IP for us to understand. And then I brought up the TikTok and Tom Holland was there and was like, can you invite me to that? I'd love to go hang out with you and paint little figurines. And so like Henry Cavill is just such a cool dude. And in this dream, we were talking about like nerdy shit. And yeah, Nick, he actually said at the end of the dream, he's like, that fucking Nick guy sucks. And I was like, I know.
God damn it.
Don't so I had to this. Agree with him. Sorry.
Dude. I don't like this. I got to try harder next time you dream about Henry Cavill. I'm in this dream.
It was so lovely, man. He's just I desperately want Greg to go through the PR people that you go through, because I feel like he would do a podcast with.
Oh, yeah.
A group like us to just talk nerd shit. He never does it is a thing, but I also wonder how many people are actually reaching out to the right people and trying to get in contact. Like he doesn't want to talk about his acting career. This dude wants to talk about like whatever game he's playing right now. Like that's what he wants. It's kind of like the Hunter Pence thing. He doesn't want to talk about baseball. He wants to talk about Magic the Gathering and shit like that. So like, this is something I really want Greg to focus on in 2021. We did our employee reviews, and that's something I should have written down for Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, focus on getting Henry Cavill.
Get us Cavill or don't come back to work.
Don't ever come back to work.
You know, it's sad because when people get as famous as him, it's difficult for, obviously difficult for them to do those podcasts because literally everything he says is like newsworthy. And then I get nervous because I'm like, wow, are people going to actually watch this podcast? Are people going to watch this podcast and be like, well, then that dumb asshole with the mullet was talking about the McDonald's banging a McDonald's arches or something like that. And all of a sudden, and then the news comes out. It's like, we recast Superman. And then Henry Cavill's like, I have to beat your ass now.
So, I'm going to beat your ass. Where do you live? I'm going to go beat your ass.
God, it'd be so fun to be like, I mean, obviously it's like we're seeing all this through rose colored glasses, right? But it'd be so fun to be like friends with mega stars like that. Because like, A, they would elevate you, but B, how cool would you feel? How cool do you feel when, like, you get to go into a party that's like an industry party and you get to go into the VIP section? Now, imagine if that was, like, the Oscars. Not that Henry Cavill would take me to the Oscars, but like obviously, apparently, according to Andy, he would take Andy before me.
Oh, yeah.
By a long shot. But I just, I'm always fascinated by those people's lives in LA.
He's picking me up in the PJ. We're flying to LA. We're flying to LA for the Oscars. He's going to pick me up in the PJ.
So he's going to fly from London to San Francisco, pick you up in a private, not send you a private jet, He's going to pick you up in the private jet. So you guys can have a little extra spare time together.
He really
catch up.
Because he craves the in and out here in Daly City.
Oh, man, that makes sense. Right by the Christmas.
Very loyal. Brand loyal. That's the one that he loves.
Yeah, he's going to pick me up at the PJ. He's going to drive. He's going to land it on Geary. They're going to clear out all of Geary. He's going to land it there. He's going to be like, Andy, best friend, get the fuck over here, dude. Bring your controller. Elite 2, bring your controller. So I bring the Elite 2 controller.
Why would you bring your controller? He's a PC gamer. You got to bring your whole setup. Keyboard.
That's so true. Mouse. That's so true.
Yeah, but sometimes people, sometimes PC gamers do controllers.
Oh, I just bought a new... I bought a new keyboard, guys, and it's not the one I talked about on last week's podcast.
Oh, Joey, I was calling your ass out.
Oh, why?
Because Halo and 343. Damn it. It's packed up in the box. I forgot. They sent me some Halo gear, right? Not only the helmet, but they, along with it, they
a tag.
They ask you what do you prefer, console or PC? So I said PC. So to the console people who preferred controller, they sent you the Halo Elite controller, the ones that me and Mike have. And then for the PC people, they sent us the mouse, the Halo Razer mouse and keyboard. And I was like, oh, this is like the one that Joey used to have. One second, I'm gonna grab it out of the box.
We can hear you.
Because I did a really good demonstration of it, Joe. Oh, here it is.
So, the really loud like, one?
Oh, yeah. One sec. Let me get my headphones back.
Oh, that's dope.
No, I was talking to my Andy Twitch chat. Giving me like, shit. I know it.
I was like, oh, yeah. This is like the keyboard Joey had. Because I'd be doing Photoshop. And on mine, it would be like copy, paste, right?
All right.
Maybe the selection tool. And Joey would be doing a Patreon email.
Yeah.
Andy and I had a lot of fun at work. And I was like, Joey, is that fucking thing mic'd?
Did Kevin set up a microphone on that shit? Is that plugged into the PA?
He was so mad at me.
It's so loud.
Listen, here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. We are known for maybe kind of embellishing the truth here on this channel, right? We love hyperbole. We love getting out there and saying, if I say something's 10, Andy says it's 15, right?
Yeah.
But I would hear Joey typing from the fucking street, walking up to the office.
No, guys, don't fucking team up on her, Joey.
I would look at her keyboard, and the space between the actual plastic of the key and the foundation of the keyboard, a solid 5 inches. I'm like, she's gonna get a carpal tunnel in her hands from having to type up here. I'm like, how do you see over the keyboard?
She's pushing down with her hands.
You guys are the fucking worst. Be excited about my cool new keyboard, though.
What is it?
But you guys are never gonna see it.
Joey, do you want to know how turnabout's fair play?
Oh, this is the 100 Thieves drop, right?
Go back. That was
yeah, but it looks like super Stardew Valley E. So I bought it because I was talking on the stream with Mike and Kevin about how I want this other keyboard that I showed the podcast last week when you guys weren't on it. And it's really pretty and it's white and it's gold and it looks really fucking cool. But I was worried because I was like, it's like a aesthetic keyboard. It's not like a high use keyboard. Mm-hmm. And pretty much like I have been playing way more PC games than I've been playing on my PlayStation. I know, so I'm getting there. So I was like, fuck, I feel like I need a size. I think I need like two keyboards, which sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, but whatever.
I bought this
little one, and then I am going to get the white and gold one, and that's going to be like, maybe I'll take that into the office. I don't know.
It's Joey, I'm so glad that I have not fallen into the sort of keyboard collective thing, because I am so attracted to hardware like this. Like,
yeah.
When I see really cool random keyboards from cool, unique brands, and they're all constantly on my TikTok feed, Joe. Like, it's...
That's how I found this other one that I put in assets, but I don't think Kevin's here.
So High Ground is actually the brand that 100 Thieves partnered with. And they have these, like, random drops, these really rare exclusive drops, and we're only selling 150 or whatever, so you have to be there right then and there, and then, you know, all the bots will buy 150 and resell them for 7 times the cost. But hardware like that, cool keyboards are so attractive to me that I would love to collect them. I don't have room for fucking anything right now. Oh, like I am maxed out on room to where it's spilling out into the front of my doorway, yeah. Kevin, where the hole in the ceiling is.
Oh no, you cover the hole.
Look how cute it is.
That's really cool, Joey. You got to get this.
Yeah, it'll be here hopefully in the next few weeks.
Nice. I'll say this, Joe.
Oh yeah, this is the one that I want, that I think I'm gonna end up getting and taking to the office.
That's so hot.
That's cool. Isn't it so pretty?
That looks like a Destiny 2 armor set or something. The white and gold has always been a really cool aesthetic.
Yeah,
I need to get.
But I feel like it's not gonna hold up for gaming.
Probably not, but it'll be fine for typing. I need to get one of those number keypads because I have one of the condensed keyboards without that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. If you get a number pad, Nick, can I buy that one from you?
Wait, you want the smaller keyboard?
Because check it out. Because I have the number pad one, like the full one for my desk, but I want to set up a mouse and keyboard setup for my TV.
Oh.
But all I have is like my tray table to put the peripherals on. Unless I buy one of those neat things that you likely see on like Instagram algorithm things that try to target me, where it's like a laptop setup sort of like desk that kind of goes around you, cushiony sort of thing. Okay. That maybe I could set something up there. But
that's not going to work.
Because I was like, oh, this Halo keyboard, perfect. I can set up a thing for my TV so I could play PC or keyboard mouse on my TV. But it's the tray table is just like too small to have a full keypad.
Well,
so I was thinking like maybe like a little small one.
But I don't know if it would work. You'd still need probably 2.5 feet for a mouse too. Look, man, Andy, if I'm being honest, I've seen you play mouse and keyboard. You need enough room for that action.
I'm fucking
you gotta whip that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like this. I have a Steelcase keyboard, and I'll tell you what, Joe, it is
still serious.
All kidding aside, still serious, excuse me, not Steelcase. Still serious, and it is the loudest thing ever. And when I do the movie synopsis on Sundays when Danielle's trying to just relax in the living room, she hates me. So turnabout's fair play.
Everything comes full circle, you know?
Absolutely.
Do we all want to do keyboard ASMR?
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool, Kevin.
What is this thing? This looks like a Kevin-ass keyboard if I've ever seen one in my life.
This is just like a condensed version of not needing a full keyboard.
Kevin, see if SteelSeries has just the number pads. Do they sell one that's just number pads?
I'll look into it.
Because that's what I want. I want a second one that I can just plug into my keyboard when I need the number pad, when I'm doing After Effects work and stuff.
Podcast
like that.
Listeners, can you all take down your votes here in a second and then come to the YouTube video and leave a comment for saying who had the best keyboard sound?
Okay. Oh, I like this. This is fun.
So
who goes first?
We don't say who for the video. We don't say who for the audio listeners.
Oh, we can turn our cameras off right now too. I'm sure Kevin would love that.
Oh, this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool.
If you guys just turn your camera off, it'll leave the screens where they are.
Okay.
And it'll just turn black. So go ahead and
perfect.
Go to your Sony. There it is. Nope.
All right.
I can do this.
Perfect. Okay. Now how do we decide who goes first?
We could have just done what I asked. God.
We'll go into Slack. I'm going to give us a random... I'm going to put it in assets.
We're going to do
keyboard ASMR.
Noise on your keyboard.
Yeah, we're going to do clicking noises, and I want chat to tell us which one sounds the best. Wait,
Nick, why are you on chat saying what up, everybody?
I'd like to say what's up. I interact with our audience, Kevin.
Do you want to be a part of this as well?
You know, I really don't, if I'm being 100% honest.
I'm going to put you third. All right, here we go. All right, the order is in assets, okay?
Okay.
Act according.
Everyone be cool, okay?
Are you calling out the order?
We're going to kick this off with the first person.
Second person.
Yes, I will call. I will host this, or unless Andy wants to do it, but I will. I can host this section. We can do the first person who can go. Let me look at the list. Who is it going to be? Okay. First person, go now.
Very good first person.
Okay, good first person. Great.
This is the best content.
Audio listeners say we never do anything for them. You know?
This is for you, audio listeners.
This is for you, audio listeners. Are you going to announce the second person?
I'm sorry. Second person, go now.
Great job, second person.
Great job, second person. Great job. All right, third person, go now. That had some power to it.
Third person, great job.
Great job, third person. All right, final person, go now.
Fourth person, your shit's weak.
Fourth person, definitely bring that keyboard and put it at your desk when we go to the studio.
Listen. Here's the thing. We're going to talk about this. I don't care. I spilled Diet Coke on my nice keyboard. So I've had this like bullshit, whatever, Amazon keyboard for months.
By the way, I'm
sorry, I accidentally hit something. That's my bad.
All right, we have to go. We're going to go to the live chat now and see live chat. We throw up your numbers. Who won that one?
Also, I have really long nails right now, and it makes it very hard to type.
I'm going to vote for Joe.
I'm gonna vote for Joe too because it was delightful.
Joey, come on.
You're so weak.
Shit. Oh my God.
I knew as soon as it started, I'm like, great. Another thing that they get to make fun of me for. I love doing this podcast. Wow. I take back what I said in my review yesterday.
Wow, we're seeing a lot of twos. We're seeing a four. It looks like two won it. Right now, one was
so don't tell anybody, don't tell, because audio listeners got to come and do it. Audio listeners,
you got to come.
We're
going to
give you 5 seconds. I'm going to count down right now. Five, four. You better open up that cell phone app. 3, 2. Are you logged into YouTube? You better log in. 1.
Log in.
Enter in your option now. I'm the winner, everybody.
Okay, Andy just said he was on. My favorite was Kevin's. That sounded dominant and also so like it broke aggressive. Something. Like it broke something.
I was writing keyboard keystroke competition for the time codes.
Oh.
I like that.
That's kind of a meta sort of thing right there, Kevin. Uh-huh. So when people listen back and they go, remember Kind of Funny episode whatever podcast when there was that cool Easter egg where they'll look at the time codes and go, ah, that was typed with Kevin's test.
Yes.
You know?
You know what's funny is they're going to not have to look too hard because the title of this episode is going to be Kind of Funny Keyboard ASMR.
Great. I'm sure we don't want to go with Henry Cavill. You don't think that's more clickable?
No. People don't care about Henry Cavill. They don't give a shit.
It definitely should be. Can we get Henry Cavill on KO?
You want Henry Cavill, you go watch Henry Cavill in a video. He's got an Instagram. He's a lovely human being. He does jujitsu. Good for him. You want keyboard ASMR and or... Joey, I'm going to say it right now. We need to hide these cameras again. And we're going to do some drinking ASMR now. That's what we're going to do next. I want to hear everyone's drinks at their table.
This Kevin, is the worst Nick, podcast we've ever done.
Nick, do you have really cool lighting in your room? Because I would love to do... I'm a big fan of ASMR Glow. She's a fantastic ASMR artist.
Okay.
ASMR artist is what they call
them. That's cool as ice.
And I would love to sort of like recreate one of her thumbnails with you with like a pink light with you, the laptop... And like
the really title on the mic.
The title on the thumbnail be like the best keyboard ASMR triggers you'll ever hear, some shit like that, like with really cool font. Because I feel like that's gonna be more clickable than Henry Cavill. I'll be honest with you, Kevin.
People like me more than Henry Cavill. I have a lot of natural light. Is that what you're looking for?
No, I was something more dramatic, the opposite of what you're actually saying.
Yeah, I can't do that. We're going to have to go with either Kevin or Tim. If we can get Tim, oh my God, let's get Tim to be, everyone be cool. Everyone shut up. Andy, I need you to just select Tim and say, hey, can you give me a picture of you holding your keyboard with your lights in the back? Don't tell him what it's for.
You're going to Photoshop.
We're
putting him on the thumbnail, but he's not on the picture podcast.
On the thumbnail of like his Tim does really like keyboard ASMR.
Okay.
And dirty for sure. Just to mess dirty.
With
him.
All right, I'm slacking him right now with my winning keyboard sound.
Do you think it's gonna be? You think how dirty do you think his keyboard is right now, Kevin?
I don't think it's that dirty.
He's got a white keyboard. That's the problem. It gets gross.
I bet you it's really gross.
You think it's grody?
Yeah.
I need
to see a picture.
I don't think it is.
It's always
I'm going to slack him and say, Tim, show us a picture of your keyboard. Stop being
I think Tim is way too clean. Like, I walk into that dude's bedroom, I'm like, how is this so organized?
That's Gia. Yeah,
it's Gia, exactly.
Tim has the side of the bed that he does so he can hide stuff and people can't see it when you walk past their room.
It's true. Okay.
Yeah, Tim the picture also hides of his thong just everywhere. Out and about, you know?
Ew, Tim's got a thong?
What?
Quiet. What did you say about Tim's thong?
This is the thumbnails I'm trying to create.
It was from the Justin Bieber thing.
Oh, the picture right. You guys I remember did. That. Yeah, we got naked. That was the first time Pear texted me and was like, "You sure about this whole thing?" I was like, "I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I'm not."
These
quite
so that's what you want to recreate.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, well, that's very, very light. Dramatic lighting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is that this person that you're talking about, the ASMR artist?
ASMR glow. Yeah, it's, I was like, ASMR glow. She's got one of those accents where you're like, I can't tell where you're from, but just keep whispering and I'm falling asleep on this plane 1,000%.
Yeah.
Do you guys like ASMR?
I love it, Joe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gives me the bad tingles.
Oh, really? It's like I sleep to it on the weekends because I know I don't have to worry about missing an alarm on the weekend.
Does it make you sleep better?
Yeah. Yeah. It relaxes me for sure. I used to, there was a kind of funny best friend that hooked it up one time who works for Headspace. And he had listened to our episode about anxiety and was like, hey, man, if you feel like you're having trouble sleeping because your mind is racing a lot, I can give you like a full year to Headspace if you want. I was like, yeah, sure. Hell yeah. So I tried that out. The only problem was there wasn't enough ASMR because a lot of ASMR that I listen to on YouTube, it's just sounds and stuff like that. But there was an old man with an English accent telling me like, pretty much a bedtime story, just reading to you, letting your mind wander.
Yeah.
But they would start off the story being like, now breathe in and let go and think about all the stress going away with you. And I was like, man, this is amazing, dude. I am feeling so relaxed right now. And it's something I listen to on the weekends again, Joe, because I don't have to worry about like, what if I leave my headphones in and the thing doesn't work and my Bluetooth headphones, I don't want to just like, I'd rather fall asleep to it and not worry about my headphones getting lost in the bed or some bullshit.
This is all very interesting. I actually downloaded last night like a sleep noise app, just some like whatever one off of the app store, because I always fall asleep listening to YouTube, just like general YouTube videos. It usually ends up being Hassan's because he posts like longer ones and it usually takes me like 20 minutes to fall asleep. Because I like just falling asleep to people talking, but not... I don't like the ASMR aspect of it, but if it's just somebody telling a bedtime story, then I might be like super into that.
There's also a very popular artist on TikTok, Joan. I'm sure you and Kevin have seen him often. If you all ever just have ever liked any cool art thing, it doesn't have to necessarily fall into I am in the art side of TikTok. It's just, he just pops up all the time. I feel he's an older dude who like teaches, I think, art at a university or maybe a high school or something like that. And his art is like, he's a fucking crazy good realistic artist. But he's got this very generous way of talking. And when you look at this person's art, you'll notice the key show. And like, I'll just be watching his TikTok and I'm just like, oh man, I'm dozing off. Like, you have such a relaxing tone to your voice. And sometimes I'll just like scroll through that dude's TikTok all the time and he'll be like, so people told me to share this one and this, you look at the line art and it's fantastic. And it's so relaxing, dude. I can just like
an older guy.
Yeah, he's really the older dude, Kevin.
You see it.
Yeah,
I think I've seen him. He's good.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen him because Kevin and I's TikTok algorithms are very similar. It's always just like the most spectacular things pop up on our stuff. It's
magic.
We're like, Nick, we're not in the best dancing TikTok. We're not in the best extreme sports TikTok. It's just like a variety of all the coolest shit possible. Like a crazy guitar thing. The next one, this dude does 7 backflips and he has
the trampoline. The trampoline house.
I love those kids.
Oh, yeah, those are really cool too.
Those guys still do that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Those guys are insane. Like literally insane. Those are the guys you're talking about, the guys that like jump out onto the trampoline and flip back up onto the ledge.
They have like the big platform thing. Yeah.
And they're like, they're always like sponsored by Bang or something and they have the cans.
Remember it's the, did you see the one where the actual CEO of Bang like almost died?
No.
I did not.
Like she was flipping back up and she almost hit her forehead on the ledge they jump off of.
That's dangerous.
It was like really scary. Yeah, it was really scary.
You're telling me she almost banged her forehead?
Ah, man.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And you're welcome. You know what else you're welcome for? Our sponsors. We'd like to tell you about them right now. This episode is brought to you by MeUndies. Of course, anybody that listens to this show knows that I absolutely love MeUndies, and you will rarely see me not wearing multiple articles of MeUndies clothing at any given time. Even right now, I got the shirt, I got the lounge pants, I got the undies, and I got the socks because I love covering myself in that soft micromodal fabric. You can get your festive on with the new MeUndies holiday collection featuring classic plaids you know and love and sweater-inspired prints that will quickly become favorites. Their undies, loungewear, and sleepwear are made out of soft, breathable, stretchy fabrics that are ideal for sitting fireside with loved ones and a cup of hot cocoa. You can get the family photo you've always dreamed of with matching PJ sets. They're available in sizes extra small through 4XL, and MeUndies has a little something for everyone on your list. MeUndies has a great offer for you. First-time purchasers can get 15% off and free shipping. Your days of fighting for your life in the mall parking lot are over. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Next up, shout out to Trade Coffee. Whether you're a coffee nerd or a coffee newbie, you need to hear about Trade Coffee. They want to make every cup of coffee your best ever. Trade matches you to a selection of their over 400 craft coffees, all based on how you answer their coffee quiz. They consider whether you like French press, auto brew, or even cold brew, and pair you with the perfect choice. And if you don't love it, they'll replace it with a different bag for free. Trade Coffee is awesome. It's really fun to do the quiz and, you know, just kind of learn a little bit more about the wild world of coffee that's out there. For you guys right now, Trade is offering your first bag free and $5 off your bundle at checkout. To get yours, go to drinktrade.com/kindoffunny and use promo code kindoffunny. Take the quiz to start your journey to the perfect cup. That's drinktrade.com/kindoffunny. Promo code kindoffunny for your first bag free and $5 off your bundle. And this holiday season, give the coffee lover in your life the gift of better coffee too. Again, that's drinktrade.com/kindoffunny. Promo code kindoffunny. Next up, shout out to Audible. This episode is sponsored by Audible, and I bet you have discerning taste and you're always looking for something new to listen to. Well, you should check out Andy Weir's Project Hail Mary on Audible. It's an interstellar science-based thriller from the best-selling author of The Martian that's skillfully performed by Ray Porter, who brings the already gripping tale to life with vibrant and witty narration. In it, a lone astronaut must save the Earth from disaster in an epic tale of discovery, speculation, and survival. It's part scientific mystery, part intergalactic journey, and all edge of your seat entertainment. This Audible Studios production of Project Hail Mary is a number one New York Times audio bestseller and continues to top Audible's bestseller charts and garner rave listener reviews. You don't want to miss this. Listeners are already calling it. It's the highest order of geekgasm metal. You can go to audible.com/Project Hail Mary and listen now. That's audible.com/Project Hail Mary. Finally, shout out to HBO Max. Tis the season to discover exclusive originals, addictive series, and award-winning performances. And you can get into the holiday spirit with Max originals like 8-Bit Christmas, a stop-motion animation extravaganza. Or if classics are more your speed, they have you covered there too with Elf, Miracle on 34th Street, The Polar Express, Gremlins. Of course, that's a Christmas movie. And if you haven't seen it in a while, it's hilarious. So go check it out. Who could have forgot everyone's favorite, A Christmas Story? HBO Max is the streaming home of over 13,000 hours of addictive series, blockbuster movies, and exclusive originals. Turn binge-worthy watching new favorites into your next holiday tradition. You guys, I've been loving HBO Max. I've been loving it a lot. There's so much fun stuff to watch, whether it's reality shows like F-Boy Island or the upcoming Matrix Revolutions. Get hyped. I can't wait to see it. Visit hbo.ax/kfdec to start streaming on your favorite devices today. That's hbo.ax/kfdec to start streaming on your favorite devices today. It's a kind of funny December. KFDEC. Check it out.
And here we are. We're back. I'm trying to find this dude. I thought I followed him, actually. I guess I don't. I'm a disappointment. You all keep talking, and I'm just going to look for his.
It's funny because people, and while Andy's looking for that, I always forget about ASMR, but it does calm me. But I wouldn't be able to sleep to that, Joe. I need constant sound when I sleep. I sleep to like white noise or wind, things like that. If I need to calm myself. But yeah, I can't speak to someone talking to me because I always be afraid the guy would be like, "Hello, welcome to the calm story. Here's now some. I want you to breathe in, breathe out. Don't think about the new studio. don't think about the studio. And then I'm like, I'm thinking about the fucking studio, right? I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about texting Kevin right now, 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's talk. When this studio is done, Kevin, we're getting hammered.
I'm going to get so wasted. I can't.
So drunk. For 2 days. I want to get drunk and get steaks with you. That's what we're going to do.
I'm so down for that.
That is just you and me. Very specifically you two thing.
I'm telling you right now, make an epic steakhouse reservation. And we're just going to get liquored up.
Love it.
And when they say, what do you want? I'm like this. Bring me steak.
One of each, please.
Steak. How many?
How much of a cow could you give me right now?
Can you bring the cow over? I'll just eat the fucking thing as it's standing right in front of me, as long as I got a bottle of bourbon in front of me and no more studio.
Wait, speaking of falling asleep to TikToks, you guys ever like fall asleep and then wake up like 3 hours later and the same TikTok's been looping and you're just like, fucking, how long has this person been in my brain?
Oh my God, that's so
I've done that, but then like rolled over on my phone and accidentally sent it to people. It's some weird shit and they're probably like, why? And then I feel like, oh, sorry. I did not mean to send that to you. I also need I need some white noise something, because I've been reading a lot, but I don't like to read in like complete silence because it freaks me out.
Really?
No, yeah, it's too quiet. I need like to kind of distract my brain, but I can't be. It's the best when I'm at my parents' house because my mom's usually watching some like this bullshit TV show or game show or like the 70th episode of Judge Judy. And then I can tune that out and just have noise, but I need something for this.
I can't do music. I'm always tapping along and.
Yeah. Or singing along. I need like a Sigur Rós or something that doesn't have lyrics.
Like if I'm listening to music, I am constantly mimicking the kick drum pedal with either my actual foot or my toe. Like I'm doing like the, whenever the kick hits and I'm hitting or I'm doing the snare on my right toe and the kick on the left toe and just kind of mimicking the drum. I'm just always doing that whenever there's music playing, and I can't not do that when I'm trying to fall asleep. So if I am listening to music, it definitely has to be more like no percussion, just like sort of spacey sounding synths and kind of like,
I didn't mean Sigur Rós, I meant Explosions in the Sky, but like all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Very experimental.
I can't fall asleep to music. I can't be reading while someone else is watching TV. I don't know how anyone does that. I remember like I had friends that would study and have music on. I cannot retain information if there's something else happening in my brain. I can't even actually do like After Effects work if like I'm watching them. I can't listen to a podcast and do work as well. It's very.
I'm really good at that.
I think your brain just works differently than mine. You must be wired different, man. Because I will.
I'm like that when I'm reading, Nick.
Yeah,
I definitely can't read and do that. But if I'm just like working in Photoshop, like it's podcasts and music for sure. And by the way, I found the dude on TikTok. His name is Arted Guru.
He showed me.
Arted Guru.
I feel like,
let's talk a little bit about modern art.
Oh yeah,
some of it doesn't feel like art right away. Portrait of Ross.
And it's just not. That's not always his delivery. Sometimes he's in a mood where he has to be louder. And he'll talk about whatever he's showing, but a lot of times it's just in that it's that dulcet tone. It's in that range, and it's very soft. And oh man, it's so nice and comforting, dude. And he's just like a really great artist. It's always fans of his sending him, like, yo, check this dude's art out. And he'll be like, thanks for everybody for sending me this thing. I have an opinion on it, and I'm going to talk about it, and it's really, really good.
That's pretty awesome. That's when you, by the way, and it's always awesome when you could do that and also actually have a good opinion, unlike when we look at people's work. Do you think that if I got on TikTok and just showed people how much Diet Coke I consume in one day, do you think they would want to see that, or they would call someone?
I think you would find an audience.
It's the weirdest thing.
No, it's definitely, like, I saw one guy who's, like, going to do the Fortnite dance every day until he had sex. And so he was just stitching his own videos, and it would be like 7 versions of him, like 7 days into doing the Fortnite dance until I have sex. And it's like the same dance that he's doing.
Yeah.
But just 7 days of it.
That's amazing.
Like all playing simultaneously. And so there's all sorts of shit for everything.
There's the guy that was trying to get the seagull to come to be his pet.
That was awesome. That guy was awesome. Didn't the seagull eventually like die or some shit?
No, I think it flew off, migrated or something, right?
Yeah, that's what they do.
There's another. I'm just gonna talk about TikToks that I love.
Okay.
Channels that I love that I recommend.
Ooh, this is a fun one.
Maybe
we'll actually get Nick on TikTok.
Mommy Farmer.
I love her.
Love her. She's such a sweetheart, Nick. She has three corgis. She's got a farm with a bunch of different animals. And it's just kind of the day-to-day of her corgis waking up and getting really excited to go out. And then they walk by the pig place. And it's just, she has such a nice, wholesome way of talking to the animals. And it's just sweet. It's very kind. It's very endearing.
All of her goats are named after Tombstone characters. It's very fun.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Like Wyatt Earp.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As cool as ice. Like Doc Holliday.
Mm-hmm. She has a bunch of them.
Has anyone seen the TikToker that is, she has like a farm and she's like a bunch of emus and one emu keeps trying to kill her. Like, yeah, she does the hand thing to stop it. Cause that, those That's get me all one. The time. And the emu's name is Karen. So she's like, stop it, Karen.
That's a really, really great one.
I got to figure out. I got to ask Greg what my login is for TikTok. Maybe it's
just
time.
Just go in there and say, forgot your password.
Maybe it's time. I don't know. Who the hell knows what Greg put in there? I'm just so hesitant to get on another social media platform because I'm so garbage at using the other three that I'm already on.
Don't make stuff. Just watch stuff.
Yeah,
I don't get the urge to make stuff happens.
I know, but the more I watch stuff, the less I want to make stuff. Because I'm like, these guys are doing it. They're already better at it. I'm not.
Well,
trying
no, that's
to do
good
this
though. We're saying don't make stuff.
Yeah, but then it just feels like a waste of time. Because I'm already like looking endlessly, scrolling through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And so when I get to TikTok, I'm just like, oh Christ, is it one more thing that I'm just going to be jealous of all these younger people?
Quit giving your view time to Daddy Facebook and Zuckerberg. Give your view time to Tencent, another terrible company.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't think the people behind TikTok are any better than them.
I feel like I spend way less time on any other social media app.
Well, you guys picked up TikTok and it's done. TikTok is what Snapchat wanted to be as far as like how much it's taking up people's time and consciousness in the world, right? Like Snapchat was like, oh, it was hot for a hot second, but TikTok I would have thought would have gone away a long time ago, but it is here to
stay. I think it fills the Vine void more than Snapchat, because Snapchat is more of like a direct communication thing
now, but like back when it came out, remember Snapchat was supposed to be like it.
Oh, they had all those like different channels and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were trying for a hot second.
Yeah, because the thing I've said it a million times, but the thing that I absolutely love about TikTok is that it's because it's a different viewing experience, because the input to output from the user to the content is so much different than you don't open up YouTube and just watch videos and let the recommendation feed go. You go to YouTube to watch the thing you were planning on watching.
Yeah.
With TikTok, because the videos are so short, you're getting fed the most popular TikTok and the next one only has 20 likes on it. And it's good. And you're like, oh shit, I want to like this because this person doesn't even have a big following and they're being fed to me somehow. Like it's not prioritizing. It's not having the problem that YouTube has had for a long time of just like, you can't make it on YouTube unless you are absolutely extraordinary and you go viral on Twitter and then people start to learn about your YouTube. You can't just make a YouTube right now and pop off. You can make a TikTok right now and pop the fuck off if you're doing something really interesting.
I wonder about this though, because we've talked about this before, and like with YouTube specifically, like, and Instagram is one thing that I'm just fascinated by, because I'm losing every time I post on that, I lose followers. And I think it's because they're trying so heavily to compete with TikTok that they're prioritizing video and their reels for referrals for the platform. So like I don't even know, because I guess there's not even that level of discoverability on Instagram, but like I wonder if YouTube's the same way, because YouTube has that like that reels style, right? They have those videos, and I'm wondering if we made more of those, if that would actually like pop us up more in the algorithm for YouTube.
I think that's
like a thing right now where they're boosting people that are using shorts.
They're realizing that TikTok is a threat, like
for sure. Well, it's not a threat. I mean, everything's a threat to you know. There's only so much attention span the world has, so. And YouTube is super saturated now.
It's one of those things where when people do the watch time analytics, they notice that like every year TikTok is getting more and more hours per user.
Oh, I don't even doubt that. I would actually put money on the fact that the average person who goes to TikTok versus YouTube stays on TikTok longer. I'm pretty sure that keeps them in that ecosystem. Because you're absolutely right. You go to YouTube for the most part. Like
I go to YouTube because Digital Foundry has a new video on that new game that I want to see a breakdown on, and it's 20 minutes, and I'll watch it, and then that's it. And I don't really watch anything else on YouTube anymore. Right. But I'll open up TikTok, and it's not always stuff I care about, but who cares? Because I could swipe by it really quickly, and it's gone. And even though I spent 40 seconds watching that one video, it wasn't great. But the next 3 second video was incredible, and I laughed so hard. Like, it's so user friendly, and it's the only way to grow right now. It is the only way to grow your content. If you're not doing stuff on TikTok, you really are like fucking up right now. And I'm stoked that Roger and us at Kinda Funny are kind of taking that initiative and pushing that, because I think it's great to, even when I see, like, Nick, I get so many TikToks of like Bobby Lee's podcast pop up on my feed.
I get all of the like Impractical Joker podcast stories, and I don't know why.
I get clips from Bobby Lee and the redhead comedian Nick from Dave.
Andrew Santino,
I get their best friends. Bad friends.
They were so unbelievably mean to each other.
I'll get clips from that pop up. I get a bunch of just random Theo Vaughn clips. And it's always like random people, stand ups I'll get as well. And that's like the absolute way to grow. To make an impression short amount of time.
I was talking to some comics, and there was a guy that had been a comic for like 10 years in New York, really, really good comic. And I forget the guy's name, came out here and like sold out Cobbs like for an entire weekend. And this happens sometimes, because like they'll be like, you know, if you have a huge social following, you'll be able to do that. But what was amazing was that he was literally had devoted his life to being a stand-up and was doing really good stand-up. He's a great stand-up comic, but he never had that platform, and then figured it out on TikTok, and now he's packing audiences into live spaces because he's got like a million followers on TikTok, and he's like, hey, come here, and that's amazing. Like, so you're absolutely spot on, and I think that is the power of that platform. It's just, it's always exhausting.
It's always a really good clip from a stand-up, and then it'll crossfade or cross-dissolve into their tour dates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's so smart. It's so smart, dude. Yeah. Like, and it happens more often than not, where I've never heard of this comedian, but fuck, that's a really funny joke. And I enjoyed that little bit you did on whatever.
I know. And what's crazy is I'm at a point now where, because we're in a good market in San Francisco, I'll see people on Instagram, and then like a month later, I'll be like, oh, that was really funny, and I'll follow the guy. Totally anecdotally, just randomly see it on that, and then like a month or two later they'll perform at Punchline for the Sunday showcase, and I'll just be like watching them, be like, huh, I followed that guy on, and it's like that, it's guy. Like it's very surreal, because normally we meet people and then I follow them, right? Normally we'll have someone on the podcast, or I'll see someone who's like, oh, come and follow you, because I'm very I'm pretty conservative with my follows on social media. I don't like to have to wade through a lot of stuff. I like just the people that I like, and I don't want anything more. Thank you. No, thank you, Mr. Zuckerberg. But it's pretty cool. I don't know.
I really think, Nick, that like I was so hesitant to do TikTok because I thought I had seen what the ratio of bad to good content was when my ex-girlfriend would use TikTok. And it's like, man, these are hitting like 30% of the time. Like, why are you wasting your time on this? This is not worth it. But once you start to curate better, it gets so entertaining. And I legitimately like will get insanely funny gaming TikToks, and the next one will be this like physicist that I follow that'll just say super, super interesting stuff about the universe and why that star exploded and why we see it so many light years later. Like, it's just really interesting little tidbits like that. It's not just for comedy. It's also just really interesting facts about whatever the hell, depending on what TikTok you fall into.
It's, you know what it is? It's like every single time you're scrolling through a news feed and you just read the headline and you're like, cool, I got it. And I can't tell you how many times I've been like, oh, I read this article the other day about yada, yada, yada. And Diva like, tell me about that. I'm like, no, let me rephrase. I read the headline the other day about yada, yada, yada. She's like, yeah, that's what I thought. One of us reads, one of us just podcasts. But I know, here's what we're going to do. Over the break, I'm going to get on TikTok. And I'm going to start making TikToks, or at least watching TikTok, so I can have some content. Let me dial it back. I'm going to get my login from Greg from TikTok over the break.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do.
Nick, you'd be surprised of like...
Oh, I guarantee I'll like it.
He doesn't even have to be...
I got to be cool.
Which means now that we can send Nick TikToks, which is the second best part about
TikTok. You can always send me TikToks, by the way, because you can just click and just not open it up in the app. It'll open it up online. But it only shows me half of it.
But there's like a cadence to sending it through the app where you like picking everybody. Like I only send stuff to like Nick and Mike or to Andy and Mike.
When I get like predominantly Mexican ones, Joey, it's like, all right. Kevin Alonso Santa because it has Spanish. My brother and Sancho West will love this one. Nick, like you'll be surprised at like how many TikToks pop off where it's just a person with an interesting thought. Not trying to make content. Yeah. Not trying to be a super stand-up comedian. It's just like I posted a clip of when we were doing Mortal Kombat in review. We watched Annihilation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, What's going on in this clip? And I just like recorded my phone and it did really well with a lot of people that aren't even kind of funny fans. They just scroll upon it and go, oh my God, fucking awful movie, dude. One of the worst video game movies ever. Like, and random people just kind of like want to say their piece to interact with it, to let you know what their experience was of that movie. And the next thing you know, there's, you know, 7,000 people that watched it and 700 people that liked it. And it's like, I didn't expect that to do well, but that's pretty neat. And then, yeah, it's just, it's really cool when things eventually do pop off. Mm-hmm. You're like, I just said a random shower thought that I had the other day. That's really fucking cool. And there it is. It's really popular now. And it's not making me any better of a TikToker, but I also didn't have to plan a video for it. I wasn't like content and producing and making graphics. It's just like, oh, it just popped off. Cool. Awesome.
That's obviously why people are drawn to the platform, right? Because there's a brevity to it. There's a quickness to which you can do all this stuff and get that quick hit of either entertainment or whatever else you're gonna get from it. But, and I get that. But then part of me just thinks, oh God, if it's that fast, can it be meaningful? Is it a meaningful use of my time?
I feel like one of my favorite TikTokers is this kid named Connor D. Wolf, and he does a lot of content about ADHD. And it's watching it. It's like, oh man, I 100% have ADHD.
Oh, this guy's really good.
Yeah, and it's like it really like introduces you to things that you might not know about. And it's like legitimately, there's some videos where I'm like, oh my God, this what he's talking about is how I experience the world, and I've never had anyone address it. And because it's 30 seconds to a minute long, it's quick, it's in, it's out, and it's like, oh wow. Maybe this is something I should look into.
Yeah, Kevin, no joke, like as I was going through my kind of process to start medication and all that, like I had seen some of his videos, like, oh my God, like it just sort of further reinforces, and some of it is also almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like sometimes you watch these things to like hope to kind of get that confirmation,
bias there.
But goddamn, like again, it's like Kevin's learning stuff from a random guy who talks about ADHD and how it affects us on the daily. And the next one, Michael Howard is ruining my TikTok.
I love it.
No, Michael Howard is ruining my fucking TikTok feed because he sends me the worst, like, painful injuries of people just getting knocked off their fucking ass.
Was it the girl that got hit by the car trying to go to, like, the bachelorette bus?
Yeah. Yes. That one really got me, too, where I was like,
And then it's all just shit that, like, it's stuff that I wasn't really wanting out of TikTok. I'm like, God damn it, Mike. Now I'm just getting, like, silly people getting hurt and stuff like that. It's not what I wanted, but it's funny. So thank you, Mike.
Mike Howard, Snowbike Mike, should be a megastar on TikTok. Does he actually do TikToks? Does he post?
He literally started like this week, I think, making videos.
Wait, really?
If I were Mike,
I think I saw like one or two maybe last night.
This is what we should push him to do. Mm-hmm. All he needs to do is once a day post on TikTok and tell everyone to have a good day. Like, hey, everyone, it's Monday. Just get everyone hyped up. It's like your Monday dose of hype
kind of thing.
That's all he needs to do. He's the most inspirational human being I've ever been around in my life. We should just tell him, get on there and just tell everyone to have a good Monday in your voice, or a good Tuesday or a good Wednesday or whatever. I bet he would blow up when it comes to that.
The stuff that I want to get huge is just the moment-to-moment conversations that we have where it's Oh, I love Mondays. No, you fucking don't, Mike. I love Mondays. I love going. I love washing my clothes and going to the dentist. No, you don't. Like, you're a fucking liar. Stop. You don't like that shit. Like, you know, it's those conversations that, like, I really find funny when I see other people doing it on TikTok.
But those are bits, though, right? Like, those are bits that people do back and forth. They don't. Do people post a lot of stuff like tear outs from podcasts and stuff?
Yeah.
I guess you say Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Yeah, but it's
like
only
Tupperware sound and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Andy?
Wait, what did you just call it? Say it again. Tupperware? Say it again, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tupperware.
Yeah,
guy being like, yeah, Tupperware, right? No, say it again. Say that one more time. Tupperware. How do you spell that? T-U-B-B. No, my guy. It's T-U-P-P-E-R. The fuck are you talking about? It's Tupperware with a P.
Dumb little things.
You say my whole life I've been saying Tupperware?
Just as like the person who makes those kind of mistakes, like Josh,
you're not the only
right?
Person.
You know, right?
You're
Josh.
Not the only person.
We had let's calm down on those.
We had a perfect 1-2 punch yesterday, Kevin. I can't remember what it was, but it was me and you going back and forth with words that you didn't know a word. And then I was like, yeah. And then a second later, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, nuclear. And you're like, that's not a word. You're not doing that. That's not even a word. I was like, there's two nuclears. You're like, no, there's not.
Oh,
there's not
chimney. It was chimney.
Kevin's like, chimney. And Andy's like, no, why are you putting another I in
there? There's no I after the M. It's just chimney.
And he's like, wait, what are you talking about?
Chimney. What am I saying?
And then Nick thought nuclear was, there was two different words of it. And I was like, no. I was like, what I brought up was, no, Kevin, you're saying chimney. You're doing the thing that George Bush did when he would say nuclear.
Yeah.
There's no U after the C. It's nuclear. Right.
And I grew up with George Bush, so I thought nuclear and nuclear were two different words to describe two different things.
He was like, yeah, like a nuclear family. I was like, no, it's all just nuclear.
It's all one word. All one word.
It's just one word. Anyway, that's our recap of the kind of funny content for the week.
Yeah, that was fun, which we should be doing on TikTok, and hopefully we will be doing.
I just wanted to get in my bag right there because I don't know. I think that there's so many opportunities. And there's a lot of people out there that listen to our content that want to do what we do. And I just want to let you all know that, like, just TikTok is where it's at. And if you're not trying to grow there, then you're not going to grow at all.
It's interesting, though, because people who want to do what we do, by the time you get to what we're doing, don't make the mistake of wanting to do what we do and then spend 10 years trying to get to what we're doing and then miss the next trend, which I think is what Andy's talking about a little bit. Stay with whatever platform is going to get the message out quickest and fastest for you, I would say, because that's the one thing that I think we did where we're okay at. We're okay at it, but I don't think we're ever, like, leading stuff, you know.
Well, the reason why I think that our YouTube numbers grew a lot faster back in the day, even before I joined the company, was that the podcast was broken up into topics. And like, I legitimately don't think that YouTube cares about pushing long form content. I don't think that that's what YouTube want.
They don't
push
care.
To recommendation
well,
feeds.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Back the last time I studied, it was like 10 years ago. And what they wanted was just people to be on the platform longer. So if you started that long chain of people being on the platform longer, they would recommend you. But that was like back in the start days.
Yeah, I just don't think it's like that. I think they're pushing shorter and shorter content, which is why every big YouTuber would try to make videos that were 10 minutes and 1 second or above. Mm-hmm. Because if you hit the 10-minute mark, you're going to get more monetization, but it's still short enough to where
you can watch five of them.
Yeah, it's going to be it's easier to digest. And I don't think that people are clicking on long content because it's long content. And the people that are clicking are either super big into Kind of Funny, or they're really interested in that whatever game we're talking about or that movie we're talking about.
Yeah.
So the in-review stuff does pop off. But, you know, when I post I posted that Matrix thing, and it's 15 minutes long, and that gets pushed out to our Kind of Funny audience, and I feel like that should get pushed out to a lot of other people. But yeah. I feel like our channel, what did you call it earlier, Nick? That we're what? We're shadow banned.
Oh, we are shadow banned. Yeah.
And Nick said, I don't know what that means, but I think I believe it. But yeah, I feel like the longer form content is just sort of not getting prioritized by any sort of algorithm. And TikTok is where you grow in order to push people towards the long form content.
TikTok's so interesting because it has like the highest rate of being able to get users and followers off of TikTok to follow you on other platforms. And then I think
I've followed like 3 Twitch streamers, Joe, off of TikTok.
Totally. I follow so many people on Instagram now and Twitter too. But I also think that the viewing habits for YouTube are different, where like, I think podcasting as a medium, if you listen to podcasts, you're used to just like listening to it in your car and breaking it up into segments, where that's not the viewing habit, I think, for most people that use YouTube. And so going back to finishing those videos that are really long are just not what people are into. So I agree with the breakouts of topics.
Should we make our podcasts like 45 minutes? Just cut it off right there. Because I definitely don't think it's a discoverability problem for the headlines on our podcast. Let's go through the headlines we have real quick on the last 5 or 6 episodes. And I tell you, these are gold. Why would you not be searching for We Decide Our Next Cosplay?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Andy Cried Last Night, which for some reason, you fucking savages out there, 5,000 more people than our average watcher watched Andy Cried Last Night. Like, well, I remember like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Andy's, when we were doing a podcast like this, where, by the way, Tim couldn't be here because he actually heard a rumbling in his closet, opened his closet door, 2 snakes right to the nipple.
3 anacondas,
3 anacondas, right, 1 each nipple.
He couldn't let Moose get attacked, you know? He had to take one for the team.
Moose actually, crazy plot twist, Moose was the one that hired him.
He was one of the snakes?
Oh my gosh.
he was a Pomeranian dressed as an anaconda, little ball of snake. For some reason, Andy was like, people really like obscure headlines that show who we are or like are embarrassing for us. And it's very true, because one of the best performing videos we've had in the last month was our most embarrassing moments exposed. And it's Kevin falling on his lower back on a wood staircase outside is the headline.
Kevin, my mom brought that video up because my dad showed it to her. She goes, pobrecito, that looks so painful. It is one of the highlights of my year, though. Painful.
That was a good moment. I can't. Did you post that on TikTok, Kevin?
No, I posted that on
You gotta post that on TikTok.
That's gonna do great.
I can't make content. I'm so exhausted all the time. I can't make content.
I know. That's my other problem.
You just sync it up with the oh no sound.
Kevin, you put that. No, you just put that shit on the Kind of Funny TikTok. Have Roger do it. And have the robot lady voice go, I fell really hard today. And it's just the hardest fall I ever took. And it's just. That's it. That's all it is. That's all it needs
Roger,
to be.
If you can hear
Roger,
that,
if you're
clip
watching.
It out.
God, that was the funny thing. I lost my train of thought. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm with Kevin on this one, right? Because I love it. But I think one of the reasons why I don't want TikTok is that I'll feel like I should be making videos on that platform. Like I do every time I open up Instagram, I think, oh, I'm out. I'm at a comedy show. I should be doing a reel or a story or whatever the frick Instagram has now. And try to be excitable, but I just want a Diet Coke and I want to be left alone for 5 minutes before I go up on stage. And that's kind of how I feel. But
this is also interesting because I've never felt the compulsion to make content like you guys have, where it's like, I've posted like 3 pictures on Instagram in the last year.
I never post on Instagram.
And I have no problem just like scrolling through TikTok with like no real tug to like actually make content for it.
Yeah, I guess that's probably because you're a much more well-adjusted human being than me. And I'm willing to admit that now. But I don't know. I think it's just because when I see people having fun making content, I want to do that. It's fun for me. I see people on stage crushing it. I go, I want to be up on stage crushing it too. It's inspirational for me. But there's a certain level of anxiety that comes along with that where I'm like, I don't understand that game. You know, there's a part of my brain that's like, you have to do this for years to get good at it. But I guess that's not necessarily the TikTok way. Maybe that's the magic of TikTok, is you can dip your toe in and have some funny stuff to say and kind of and get some views. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything special. It's like the craziest thing. Like it's
that, but see, that breaks my brain, because for so long I'm like, in the back of my brain, I'm like, man, we would get 1 million subscribers if we just tried a little harder. But I guess if TikTok's like, you don't have to try. I'm like, what?
Try and you would still pop off when people notice what it took to make that. Like, there's some of the most difficult shit on TikTok, or it's that one guy who was like, hey, to prove to you that we live in a simulation and nothing is real, you could just say shit to anybody. You could just say whatever you want to anybody. It doesn't matter. And he like walked into some place and he's like, hey, I'm here to pick up some packages. And he's like holding the camera down and like just recording himself. And the guy's like, all right. And he's like, hey, did you hear Danny DeVito got an OnlyFans? And he's like, no. Yeah. And you hear the guy go, no way. He goes, oh yeah. Let me tell you, like, he's a short guy, but that he is packing. It is crazy. He's like, all right, see you later, man. And he leaves the place and he brings the phone back up. He's like, I'm never going to see that dude again. I wasn't even picking up packages. Like, it's just like random shit like that that you could like, I love shit like that. I love when people are kind of like in their element and being creative in ways that you don't have to have a giant production. It could just be a really funny, creative thought that makes you go, oh my God, you're right. I've never thought of that before, but you're totally right. There's tons of shit like that as well that I think you could easily excel at. Or just breaking out little comedy bits, Nick. It's just,
people
here's a stupid joke that people really, really like. Or walking down the street and be like, you know what I noticed? And it's the stupid thing you noticed. And then people will go, oh my God, fuck. I was in my mom's car and blah, blah, blah happened. And people interact with it. And then it starts getting picked up. And
I've never had a unique experience in my life. Like, everybody's like, oh fuck, everybody does that. Or everybody thinks that way.
Or somebody randomly was like, you ever notice, you ever think about the fact that people talk about you in the same way that you talk about other people?
Yeah.
Like right now, somebody is probably talking about you.
Yeah.
And you just don't know it. And I was like, oh my God, that's got to be true. Like,
Andy, I don't know how much of today's Twitch stream you actually watched, but I had one of those where like I got really upset that the letter W is just double U. And like that bothers me a lot. Like, why doesn't it have its own name?
Because it's not pronounced. It's not pronounced like ooh.
Should be double V.
And well, I mean, but like it should be its own letter, right? Like everything else, like, you know, there's no double N for M. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird. Wait, hold on. Isn't double V, isn't it called W in Spanish?
It is called W in Spanish, which another language that is like, oh, yeah, let's not give this letter its own name. Let's just call it double of another letter.
I guess the other question, though, I guess M is the only other one that would have like two.
Because M is like M should be 1.5 N's.
But if it's lowercase, then it's 2.
Nick, just, we're going to end
the podcast on that. That's been your Kind of Funny podcast for this week. Patreon supporters, we're about to head straight into the Patreon only post show, and I got a hilarious question to ask you guys on this, which is I think you're going to really enjoy. Before that, though, I want to throw this out there to Andy as a challenge. Now, Andy, you played through the Matrix. Enter the Matrix like simulation or whatever the heck it was, right?
I did our videos up on Kind of Funny Games YouTube.
And I also did that on Twitch today. So what I'd love to do, and I think mine was about 15 to 20 minutes too.
I was shouting out at you all and being like, do this, hit R1 to fly faster through the world.
So what I'd love to do, ladies and gentlemen, is do a side-by-side video where both those videos play out just so you can see my approach. And Andy's
yours
approach
is 45 minutes long, just so you know.
I crash cars for like 25 minutes.
It's fun. And that's part of the physics.
It is fun.
Were
it
you
looks
having
amazing.
Fun, Nick? 30 minutes in. Okay.
I was trying to figure out what the hell those red circles do, but I guess we'll never know. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to serve you.